Hey there. Thanks for listening to the Greg Laurie Podcast, a ministry supported by Harvest Partners. I'm Greg Laurie, encouraging you, if you want to find out more about Harvest Ministries and learn more about how to become a Harvest Partner, just go to harvest.org. You know, one of the things I love right now is how Christians are really having a voice in culture and especially in cinema. So many amazing movies have been made. We were thrilled to be able to produce the film Jesus Revolution, which was the story of my life and my wife's life and the last great spiritual awakening in America. There's another movie coming out. I believe it's next month. It's called Reagan. Guess what it's about? It's about President Reagan, one of the greatest presidents in American history. And the star of that film is Dennis Quaid, and he's here with us tonight. Let's welcome Dennis Quaid as he comes. Hey, man.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, everybody. Hello, sweet people. My name is Dennis Quaid, and I'm a Christian.
Very good. Perfect. Now, we all know Dennis. He's been in so many films going back to, well, probably movies before this, but you came on my radar screen in The Right Stuff. You were in Wyatt Earp. You were in Great Balls of Fire, the story of Jerry Lee Lewis. The Parent Trap, a lot of the kids love that one.
That's
still.
That's right.
Right.
And, hello, Parent Trap girls.
And, of course, I think, Dennis, one of your greatest performances was as the father of Bart in I Can Only Imagine. You should have gotten an Oscar for that one, okay? Right?
I got all the accolades I needed for that. People come up to me so much over that movie.
Yeah.
And that's the accolades that I really love because I could see it in people's eyes. I could feel in their hearts how that story touched everyone. And Bart was on the set every day.
Yeah.
That's a tough story. And he watched his story being played out.
Right.
And he was such a great help to all of us.
He lived it. And now you're playing the role of Ronald Reagan. So if Ronald Reagan were here right now, Dennis, what do you think Reagan would say to everybody?
He would say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yeah. That's right. That's relevant. So, Dennis, I actually asked you earlier. I said, let the people know that you put your faith in Christ. So you've come out very publicly, which, of course, in your line of work, working in Hollywood, could be something that could hurt one's career. But you seem to be busier than ever. Every time I turn around, you've got new projects coming out. So how does that work out to speak out as a follower of Jesus in Hollywood today?
Well, I think the most important thing is to be authentic.
Yeah.
And I'm a Christian, and that's who I am. That's a part of me. That's a total part of me. That Jesus is, I have a personal relationship with. It took me a long time to find out what that was. And I'm still learning what that is. That's growing inside me.
Well, we all are.
And but it's a wonderful feeling to have. It's what we're all looking for.
Yeah.
That feeling, that hole that gets filled up.
Yes.
With the word.
That's right.
What it is.
That's it.
And I could feel right now in this big stadium. I mean, can't you feel the Holy Spirit right here, right now?
Yeah.
Right here and right now.
That's right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Harvest Ministries, follow this show and consider supporting it. Just go to harvest.org. And to find out how to know God personally, go to harvest.org and click on Know God.